Paso Robles.
Fox Sports Updates brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new dinner specials on Thursday through Saturday. And check out the great new golf shop.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
U.S. men's basketball team is underway with South Sudan in pool play at the Paris Olympics. U.S. up early 12-10. Should be noted that Jason Tatum, who didn't play a minute in their win against Serbia, was in the starting lineup today for the Americans. Earlier today in hoops, Serbia dropped Puerto Rico 107-66. U.S. women's soccer team defeated Australia 2-1. The U.S. will face Japan in the quarterfinals, while the U.S. women's volleyball team bounced back with a 5-set win over Serbia today. In tennis, the Spain duo of Rafael Nadal and Carlos Alcaraz ousted from the quarterfinals in men's doubles, falling to the American team of Austin Krajicek and Rajiv Ram. On the women's side of things in doubles play, the American duo of Coco Gauff and Jessica Pegula were ousted in 3 sets. The NFL will experiment with Hawkeye technology to measure first downs during select games in the 2024 preseason. In baseball, Marlins beat the Rays 6-2.
Fox Sports update on KPRL. Brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new daily specials. And check out the great new golf shop. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. Water conservation agencies and University of California Extension Farm Advisors are advocating adding soil moisture sensors to create precision irrigation management in drought-prone agricultural areas. They say the technology has come a long way in the past 50 years and continues to evolve with Wi-Fi connectivity and digital readings. Currently, the Ventura County Resource Conservation District is making the technology available for regional avocado, strawberry, and vegetable growers. The U.S. made a strong case under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement in the dispute with Mexico over genetically engineered corn. Doug McCallop, chief ag negotiator for the U.S. Trade Representative's Office, says it's critically important, not just for corn growers, but farmers of all kinds, adding if they can do this with corn, they can do it with anything. McCallop says the U.S. cannot allow its trading partners to play fast and loose with the science. Last week, witnesses before the House Ag Committee, including producers, lenders, input suppliers, and extension economists, warned of the dire outlook facing our agricultural supply chain. They urged policymakers to head off the economic hemorrhaging and substantially correct the farm safety net through enactment of enhancement risk management tools. House Ag Committee Chair G.T. Thompson says the testimony painted a dark picture of the American farm economy and should be a wake-up call.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Federal Reserve is leaving rates unchanged.
And it says there has been some progress on inflation towards its 2% goal. Here's Fed Chair Jerome Powell at his press conference on a possible September rate cut.
The broad sense of the committee is that the economy is moving closer to the point at which it will be appropriate to reduce our policy rate.
He also says the unemployment rate rose, but remains low, adding the economic outlook is uncertain. Meta is set to report its second quarter earnings after the closing bell. The focus will be on its AI spending and advertising. Chipmaker AMD shares are rallying after its better-than-expected quarter due to AI chip demand. NVIDIA shares also surging amid AMD's positive earnings results, as well as receiving an optimistic call from Morgan Stanley. And that's your Fox Business Report. I'm Laura Cantor, invested in you.
Donald Trump Jr. here. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but you can stop your losses by diversifying into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold now.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Paso Robles Radio Shack want you to enjoy the summer sporting events, the Olympics, the soccer games, and baseball games, as well as the new movies on the streaming services. We provide the smart TVs to update your viewing pleasure. 32 and 43 inch, 50 and 55 inch TVs, along with the mounting brackets that we can install in your home. Radio Shack is also known for the batteries and other electronic parts and equipment that you are not able to find in the big box stores. There is also repair services for your computer, your radios, and other electronic equipment. We can also build that custom computer for your specific needs and desires.
The best in America, Radio Shack, with so much more than just a store. Radio Shack.
Come see us at 1171 Creston Road, number 109 in Paso Robles. We're in the same shopping center as Martin Final and Rite Aid.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Tyndall Tile in Atascadero carries a wide variety of porcelain and ceramic tile with stock in over 80 colors of grout. They stock the industry's top performing building products, including Mape, Custom, Dynacrete, Schluter Systems, Colorfast Caulking, Backerboard, Tools, and more. Tyndall Tile in Atascadero on El Camino Real, across from the Sunken Gardens, directly behind Marv's gas station. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30. TyndallTile.com.
There'll always be an England, and England shall be free. We sang those words a long time ago in World War II. I hope they're still true. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
Many commentators and pundits have called attention to the fact that the United States seems to follow a course set by the British. Many put us about 15 years behind our English cousins in adopting social reforms pioneered by them. Well, of late, that's been a cause for alarm. Under the leadership of the Socialist Labor Party, Britain has slid into seemingly unsolvable economic problems. Inflation and unemployment are staggering, and the value of the pound is sinking like a modern-day Titanic. Per man hour productivity in her industrial structure has gone down until the once vaunted English craftsman is way behind his counterparts in all of the common market countries. Still, egged on by irresponsible labor leaders, he asks for shorter hours, higher pay, and more perks. That's fringe benefits. Strikes for little or no cause are commonplace. Well, at last a voice has been raised, and we as well as the British should take heed. Surprisingly, the voice comes not from the opposition party, the Conservatives, but from a leader, indeed the leader of the Labour Party, Prime Minister Callaghan. He says the cozy world which we were told would go on forever, where full employment would be guaranteed by a stroke of the Chancellor's pen, cutting taxes and deficit spending, is gone. The Prime Minister, it is said, now sees socialism as an oversold superstition among the British working class. Well, if it is true that somehow we take a parallel course to Britain, then we'd better listen to what the Labour Prime Minister told the British Labour Party at its recent convention. He obviously was not out to win a popularity contest, and didn't. But even those who jeered the loudest must have wondered if they could equal his courage. "We must ask ourselves unflinchingly," he said, "what is the cause of high unemployment?" And he answered his own question. "Quite simply and unequivocally, it is caused by paying ourselves more than the value of what we produce. This is an absolute fact of life which no government, be it left or right, can alter. We have lived too long on borrowed money and even borrowed ideas, and live in too troubled a world to be able in a matter of months or even a couple of years to enter the promised land." He went on to say to his surly audience, "We used to think you could just spend your way out of a recession and increase employment by cutting taxes and boosting government spending. I tell you, that option no longer exists. And insofar as it did exist, it worked by injecting inflation into the economy." He added, "We can only become competitive by having the right kind of investment at the right kind of level and by significantly improving the productivity of both labor and capital. Nor will we succeed if we use confetti money to pay ourselves more than we produce." I wonder if George Meany would like to ask him to address the AFL-CIO convention. And while he's here, maybe he could speak to Congress. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Welcome to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely. I'm the host of Sound Off on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. We're in the middle of a great series right now. Basically, there's a court case going through regarding bribery and corruption in the county. And through the case, they are releasing document after document after document, which shows a number of people that were tied, not that they did something illegal, but they helped promote those involved in the corruption. It's a great series. Go to Cal Coast News and read the series. Today, I have John Roush in the studio. And for those who do not remember or know who John Roush is, you have been paying attention this year. He is the owner of Park Cinemas, but he was the driving force behind stopping the paid parking in the downtown. The cinemas were not doing well. Multiple businesses said their money was way, way down because of the paid parking, but the majority of the city council would not listen. They actually claimed you're doing better. For example, Councilwoman Sharon Roden said she went downtown and did her own investigation, and she walked around and looked in stores, and there were nobody in the stores without the paid parking, so they were doing lower. So there is, but now we are past the hump. They have let go of the paid parking. They've decided to let it go. But the reason we're also bringing this up now, when the paid parking ended, it was still $650,000 in the red. Then they have to pay back multiple residents and people they illegally charged. And for those that do not remember what happened, it was determined that the way they set up the ordinance in 2019 for paid parking, two things were wrong with it. It allowed you to change the amounts by referendum, and it did not include zoning. It was not a legal ordinance. Attorney Saro Rizzo figured it out. They eventually got rid of it, and then there was a referendum. They weren't going to get rid of it. They were just going to redo it. There was a referendum. The city did not move ahead. They claimed the referendum wasn't good, or the initiative to get rid of it was not good. But they ended up getting rid of the paid parking in the downtown. But more recently, at the last city council meeting, Councilman Chris Bausch said, you know, he argued, we need to allow you get restitution. This was the attorney and the consultant's fault. We need to look at having someone else rather than the taxpayer pay the cost of this. Most interesting, they kept turning his mic off while he was making the plea. Go listen to it. You'll hear him start to speak and it'll go quiet. Hear him start to speak. All the other four then looked over at City Manager Ty Lewis, who shook his head no, and they all voted no. They don't even want to look into it. Now, John, why do you think they did not hire a new attorney to look into this?
That's an extremely good question, Karen. It seems to me if I had an attorney who did something wrong and there was possibly a liability on their part, I would certainly be looking for another attorney to take a look at it and see what the situation is, which is what I believe Councilman Bausch suggested, was hire an outside attorney, take a look at the entire program and what happened, and see whose liability there really truly is. My opinion is if we have an attorney's firm who wrote up an ordinance which was illegal and cost the city a lot of money, the reality is, it seems to me, that they're liable for all those expenses. Now, again, I believe they should hire an outside attorney. That's my position, and I think it's a rational one.
And one of the things, for those that remember, I have Mike Brown of CoLab on the show quite a bit, and he says he used to be the county administrator. He used to be the county administrator in Santa Barbara. And he said the biggest difference that he's seen in government is that they are no longer working for they're servants. They're public servants. They used to get paid less and serve the public. And councilmen used to just get enough money to pay gas to go to the meetings. Now they get insurance. They get a much larger amount. And you very often now, council appears to be working for staff and employees and not for the public. They are the public servants. They are supposed to oversee and make sure the public is protected. This could be $1 million that taxpayers have to fund, and they don't even want to look into it. What do you think they should do?
Again, Karen, I believe they should hire an outside firm, an outside attorney, to take a look at the entire what happened with the ordinance, what happened after, what happened with pausing the parking, looking at all the refunds. It's my position the city should just refund all the money they collected illegally. However, they have a different argument. One of the things they say is city government is only responsible for 1 year in the past. That may be true. I have no doubt of that. Well, I'll just say it is true. I don't know that, but I'll accept what they're saying. However, I do believe that if the attorney's firm is liable, they're not a government. They can then go back more years than 1 year against that firm. And I don't quite understand why they don't hire the outside attorney to take a look at it. It costs money for that outside attorney. I agree. Is it a wise decision, though, to spend that money? I think so. They spent money to hire an outside attorney to review our referendum so that the attorney's firm, BB&W, I believe it is, for the city didn't, I'll use my words, have egg on their face and people think they were biased. So they hired an outside attorney to look at our referendum. The parking referendum, in my opinion,
insufficient.
Insufficient, thank you. The city found it insufficient, but we do believe to this day that we would have gone to court and could have gone to court, and a judge would have ruled for us and would have had it put on the ballot, except the three city councilmen who were voting for paid parking changed their minds and eliminated the paid parking so that it wouldn't go on the ballot.
I will say, though, they didn't look happy about it.
Oh, well, not happy about it is not the right word, but you folks listening out there, you decide for yourself, why did they do that? Why not let it go to the ballot? Let the people decide.
And this happens all the time, and government comes back. I have looked at multiple cases, and the bulk of the cases I've looked at, the judges have said, no, this is the right of the people, and you're not going to stop it because this font is wrong or this wording is a little off. We're going to allow them to move forward because this is the democratic process. This is the ability. The vehicle code actually notes in there that the public has a right to battle this through the voting system. This is allowed so that government cannot just keep racking up rates at the parking structure. Here's the thing about the parking. It paid for itself. They had a bunch of employees. Now there would have been retirement for these people. This was another layer of government that was not supposed to make money. It made money on a lot of parking tickets, but a lot of people said, if I get a parking ticket somewhere, I don't want to go back. And the machines, the kiosks, a lot of people found them very obnoxious. I was one of them. I do not like kiosks. Let's talk about what's happening downtown right now. Is it staying? Is the business staying up? How is the vibrancy of the downtown right now?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious that it's hopping. People are downtown all the time again. Anecdotal evidence. I mean, we're at a coffee shop and overheard a lady, and I wasn't talking to her, overheard a lady that was saying that she used to come downtown all the time, but she quit coming downtown because of parking, and now she's coming back. And it's exciting again. The businesses are so happy. Talk to the businesses. I'm not saying everyone. I'm not saying there isn't someone that got hurt. I'm saying most of the businesses are doing much better now than they did during paid parking. That's all there is to it.
And I know I've heard the same, that there are a few. I was at my bank recently, and one of the bankers told me there are a few people in the downtown that really didn't like it. I think the Mercantile wants paid parking, and there's a few businesses downtown that would like it to stay the same. But I will tell you, I had a conversation with Councilman Fred Strong yesterday, and I mentioned to him that the city has a $43 million budget deficit. They had to clean up their upcoming fiscal year budget was $43 million in the red. They had to cut services and public services. I'm hearing that some of the bathrooms in the parks are absolutely filthy. There is, they've got fake cameras to watch issues over near the homeless shelter. They're less money for the public, but they were able to cut the budget way down. But he said, I think we're going to do better because he told me he was told there's a 400% increase in sales tax in the downtown. That's substantial.
I don't know those numbers to be absolutely true. I don't know if it's the 400% in the downtown alone or the entire city. I do intend to ask the finance director of the city for the new sales tax numbers so that I have it on paper. So I can't tell you that that's absolutely true, but I can tell you it's far busier than it was. And I expect that they will make money from increased sales tax in opposition to the money they were losing on the paid parking program. So paid parking is gone. So let's move forward and figure out what to do in the future. And we've got a group working on trying to figure out how we can create more parking. We certainly want all of our customers in the downtown to be comfortable, find easy access, and be happy they're coming downtown. So we're kind of starting that project, to try and figure out what we can do to create more parking in the downtown. Hopefully, the city will work with us, although the mayor has already said he never wants to hear about parking again. Wow. Quite an interesting
I was very surprised. Statement. And I was very, very surprised at that statement. The person that changed, Gregory changed and decided to ask that they bring it back. And then they all voted for it. But when they voted for it, Mayor Hammond said, don't bring back anything about parking. We tried to help you and we're not going to do anything else. The thing is, creating another layer of government that was primarily going to pay for tickets and people to control it, while the businesses in the city got less tax revenue, may not have been the best fiscally responsible answer to the issue.
Well, absolutely. The proof is there, and the proof is in the pudding, as people say. Without the fines, without the tickets they were giving out, it was $440,000 in tickets they gave out year 22 to 23, I believe. Don't hold me to these numbers because it's been a few months that my mind has started to relax. But I believe it was 22, 23, $440,000 of fines that they gave out. Without that $440,000, I think it was like $300,000 it would have been in the hole from operations. That's why they were going to change it, to eliminate the 2 free hours of parking and charge $1 an hour from the get-go. And I'm telling you, tomorrow or next year would have been $2 an hour. And the year after, it would have been just like San Luis Obispo, that it's now $3 and $4 an hour. This is not right for our town. This is Paso Robles. This is a friendly town. We don't want that, period. And it was expensive. Now we're going to make more money from, the city is going to make more money from sales tax revenue. I have no doubt of that whatsoever. And they're not going to have a loss on paid parking programs, so the net is going to be positive for the city.
Yes, we're going to take a caller. Welcome to Sound Off.
Yes, I would.
Welcome to Sound Off. You're on the air.
Talk to me.
I think it was a bad connection.
Could have been. So, I'm just going to be very honest. We have three city councilmen that continue to support the paid parking, even though all the businesses were showing up at the meeting saying no paid parking. And I'm telling you, those three city council people, we need to change our city council. I'll put it that way. We need to change our city council. We need to get back to a city council who is for the people of this city, who listen to them and will conduct themselves in a manner that supports the people who are showing up and talking.
Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to ask our guest today?
Hi, Karen. This is Dave Nelson. And hi, John.
Hello, Mr. Dave.
I'm listening, and I'm loving what you're saying. You're very clear about what happened.
I should be also clear, so everybody understands, David was a very, very strong supporter of our referendum and worked tirelessly to get it through.
Yeah. And the paid parking issue escalated to the city council's not listening to the people issue, which is why we had to take it to a referendum. I'm sorry, you're going to a break or no?
We're going to go to a break.
All right.
And we'll be back we'll be back with more with our guests.
All right.
You'll put on hold.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Hello, my name's Barry Oxford, president of BDO Financial on Main Street in Templeton. For over 30 years, our focus has been principal-protected and tax-advantaged retirement plan development. We believe that education and knowledge is power. Did you know the 2017 tax cuts end in 2 years and taxes will be a lot higher for all of us? That's knowledge. There's never been a better time than now to convert to a Roth IRA. We are the only ones on the Central Coast that can do a Roth conversion without reducing your principal. And that's all tax-free. Order your no-cost Roth conversion estimate at BDOfinancial.com and divorce the IRS without ever reducing your principal. That's BDOfinancial.com or call 805-434-6971. That's 805-434-6971. Now that's power. Accountants and financial professionals are more than welcome too.
Garage door jamming? Time to call Hammond.
Since 1966, Hammond Overhead Door Company has provided residential garage doors that offer more than just a strong and secure way to close your garage. They also add beauty and value to your home. Hammond Overhead Door has the right garage door to complement your home and your budget. Hammond Overhead Door Company. Call 238-0524 or go to HammondOverheadDoor.com.
Garage door jamming? Time to call Hammond.
Get ready to throw down Friday and Saturday nights at the Tattoo Palace Casino Resort. Because we're taking it back to the playground with Richie's Rock, Paper, Scissors. Two lucky winners get selected every hour from 5 to 8 p.m. for a chance to win $1.5 million in cash. Every 100 points earns you a ticket into the drawing. See TattooPalace.com for complete details. So what are you waiting for? It's $1.5 million, baby!
Uncle Ed's Outfitters is now open in a new location in Atascadero at the Oaks Plaza near Guesthouse Grill, offering new indoor archery range available 24 hours for members. Great for kids' parties, practices, friendly competition. We have an in-house certified gunsmith and all staff are CRPA, NRA, and USCCA firearms instructors for your educational needs. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in the Oaks Plaza in Atascadero, open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veeley. I'm your host on Wednesday and Thursday. We have John Roush of Park Cinemas. He was one of the leaders in the paid parking program. And we also have Dave, who worked with him to collect signatures. Welcome back to the show, Dave.
Hi. But where were we?
You were talking about the fact that they the public, what you were explaining, and I watched this, There were multiple meetings where hundreds of people, business owners and people from the public, showed up and begged the city council, please listen to us. They would spend hours sitting in there, standing in there, frustrated, begging them to listen. And the council would say, at least three of the council members said, no, you're wrong. It's better. You're making more money with the paid parking. And instead, they had to go out, collect signatures, spend hundreds of hours, their own money, and work to get the paid parking stopped because the council was not listening. That's what you were saying.
Yes, thank you for reminding me. Actually, we didn't spend any money. That was one of the amazing parts. It was no funding, the signatures we collected. It was so biased against paid parking that people were begging us to sign our referendum, including three times as many people outside the city that still live in Paso and have a Paso address.
I spoke to one gentleman. His name is Glenn O'Hagan. He went into the Goodwill with a friend and two, they each had a little a sign-on sheet on one of those little wood, what do you call those? The boards?
Clipboard.
Clipboard. And they said over the loudspeaker, we have people here collecting signs for the referendum. They got 21 signatures inside Goodwill, and including having one of the people that worked there who spoke Spanish explain it to people that didn't speak English.
That's amazing. That is great. Glenn did a good job collecting signatures, too.
Yeah, well, it's actually not amazing, Dave. We saw it over and over and over. The paid parking is gone and done. I get that. That's now in the past. It's over and done. What the problem is, we still have a city council who literally wouldn't listen to us. So you remember, Dave, I'll just tell this little story. I'm standing there in front of the city council talking to him, and I literally got a bit emotional and a bit frustrated because we have the entire place filled with people who are against paid parking. And I said, John, how many people is it going to take me to get here to you listen? 1,000, 2,000, 5,000? I don't know, but I'll get them here. And you told me afterwards, he says, obviously, they're never going to listen to us, John. We need to do something different.
Yes,
so I thank you for
February,
that.
That was February 20th.
And that's what we have. We have three city council.
Room only, and the TV was there, and they watched and listened, and then they had some I don't know what, they didn't really explain why the only three of the council insisted that we're going to have paid parking.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. And that's where we're at now, is we have three city councilmen, in my opinion, who do whatever they wish to do, whether it's because the staff wants it that way or whether they decided they know more than anybody in the world. And that's, we need to change it, Dave. Karen, I'm sorry. We just need to change the city council.
So let's connect the dots on that. The council members wouldn't listen. Two of them are up for, their seats are up. One of them is Steve Gregory. He was appointed his first time and ran unopposed the second time. Now he's got opposition. He's going to have to actually run an election with people opposing him. District 1 is Sharon Roden. She was appointed in November. This was a result of the mayor dying and him having an open seat. She has not ever gotten a single vote, so she has to run for her seat. And we have people running against her. So it's clear that those are the two and the mayor who are stuck on paid, we must have paid parking, we don't care what the people say. Or they wouldn't go out and ask. It was very easy when we went out, as you said, it was 10 to 1. We could barely find anyone that wanted paid parking.
Exactly.
We're going to take our top of the hour break. If you're a caller, please call back after the top of the hour. And I will be back with more with John Roush talking about the city of Paso Robles and allegations the city council just does not listen. We'll be right back.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.